أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. Some ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to speak about his pious servants, and Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions some of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. First we discussed Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And as we discuss Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of some of his qualities. One quality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was is ja'a rabbahu biqalbin salim. And remember the time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had come with a sound heart. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat also said, فَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ رَبِّي هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had intended to migrate, and this intention of migration was purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he made dua for pious offspring, and Allah Rabbul Izzat responded, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ, that we had given Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam the glad tidings of a forbearing child, a tolerant child. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the very famous incident that we hear at the time of Qurbani, at the time of Bakri Eid, that this incident that had taken place together with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When this child was born, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, and we all know the incident that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had left Hazrat Hajir, and her son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam in Makkah Mukarrama, and then he would travel between the Levant, between Mulk Sham, Al-Quds, and that of Makkah Mukarrama frequently. And Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam was a growing child, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the age of Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam in a very unique manner, that when he reached the age when he would be able to work or walk with his father. Some of the commentators have stated at that time he was 13 years old. Others have stated he could have reached the age of puberty. In that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam the dream in which he was making dhabah, he was slaughtering or sacrificing his son, and he makes mention of this. Some narrations say that this dream had come on three consecutive days. Ya bunayya inni ara fil manam anni atbahuk. So he says to Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, and the important issue here is that at that time Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam was not yet a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was a little child, 13, or just would have attained and acquired the age of puberty. The father says to his son, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ, certainly I had seen in the dream, أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ, that I am slaughtering you, I am making dhabah of you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Now you search, you see, what is your view with regards to this. Now here, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam leaves some very important lessons for us, and amongst the salient features and the lessons that we learn is this, that Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam was a young boy, but Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam does not fulfill the requirements of this dream. And we all know that the dream of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam is wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is 100% true, that had come down directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had known that this is the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The test first for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam over here from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was this, that when a person has a dream, it is subjected to interpretation, that perhaps my banda will interpret this dream and find some way out. But that also Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam does not do, but he interprets the dream exactly as he had seen it. And the second lesson that he leaves to us is in Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, that he does not take him directly to the place of sacrifice, but he allows him to think about it, to ponder, so that he could also make a niyyah and an intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he lay his life down. And this is that important aspect that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala brings about in this entire surah from the very, very beginning. We should never lose sight of the theme of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jahannam. And for that is a very great sacrifice, that we do not need to sacrifice our children and slaughter them. We do not need to slaughter ourselves and give ourselves away in that way. But there is a sacrifice that one has to slaughter one's own desires, one's own whims and fancies, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings out in this entire surah. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ. A little child says to his father, "Oh my beloved father, do whatever you have been commanded. He understood this was the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be carried out. In other words, there is no other way but to fulfill the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now here is a command of the sacrifice of a son. How difficult would it be for a father at that age to have a son, and then to slaughter that son, even if a father has a dozen children, yet to slaughter one would become very, very difficult. On the other hand, for the child to give his life for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us these very, very important lessons, that the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more dear to us than our own lives. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more dear to us than our own blood. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this. And then lastly, Allah Rabbul Izzah shows us another lesson. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. Oh my father, you will in the very near future, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, you will find me min as-sabirin, from those who have persevered, those who have endured patiently. And here Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam leaves another lesson for the whole of mankind, and that is that I am ready and I am willing to be patient and enduring for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he does not say that. He says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. In other words, it is not my will, but it will be the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, he does not say that I will endure myself, but there are many other servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are enduring, and I will be one amongst those. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us these very, very important lessons. So now we look at this in the context of the surah and have the opportunity to understand and realize this incident according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it in the context of the surah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to sacrifice our wombs and fancies. We don't have to pour our blood out and sacrifice our blood, but what we have to do is sacrifice our nafs for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.